Robin will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
Norwich Castle was in the news this week, with parts up for sale and the new lift out of order. An Iron Age hoard was found in West Norfolk on a site for planned new homes. And new homes are also planned for historic King Street, not far from the Chatterbox office. Alison will start at the castle.
A number of the Victorian features which were removed during the multi-million pound revamp of Norwich Castle's keep are up for sale. Norfolk County Council has appointed the Reclaim and Salvage Company to sell features such as the old visitor entrance door, the staircase which used to lead visitors up to the keep, and the Victorian balcony balustrades. The Conservative-controlled council receives a percentage of the money which this family-run business, based at Hempstead between Beccles and Lowestoft, makes from the sales. Dr. Robin Hanley, assistant head of Norfolk Museums Service, said the keep interior and exterior areas saw the careful dismantling of the Victorian balcony, the staircase and the fittings. This means we have the original Victorian architect's designs, physical examples and extensive photographic archives of what was there. The keep's revamp has restored the original floor levels of the 900-year-old Norman structure. New lifts and a bridge have made the battlements accessible to all visitors, while a new medieval gallery features world-class objects loaned from the British Museum.
The £27.5 million revamp of Norwich Castle promised for the first time step-free access to the sweeping views of the city from the Norman Keep's battlements. However, officials at Norfolk Museum Service have had to apologise to people with disabilities and mobility issues because a lift to get them to the top of the city landmark is already out of action, just a matter of months since the keep reopened. A spokesman for the Museum Service, which is run by Norfolk County Council, said, "We're currently experiencing an issue with the platform lift that connects the top floor of Norwich Castle Keep to the rooftop battlements. The issue emerged just before the Christmas period and relates to how the platform lift door synchronises with an internal automatic safety door. We've been working closely with our contractors to get the lift operational again."
A near-complete battle trumpet and a bronze boar's head, which once adorned a military standard, are among a hoard of remarkable Iron Age objects discovered in Norfolk. The items were found in the west of the county during investigations ahead of the new planned construction of new homes. The bronze trumpet, known as a carnix, is one of only three ever located in Britain and one of the most complete discovered in Europe. The animal-headed instruments were used by Celtic tribes across Europe to inspire their warriors in battle and fascinated the Romans, who frequently depicted them as war trophies. Dr. Tim Pestle, Senior Curator of Archaeology for Norfolk Museum Service, said, "This find is a powerful reminder of Norfolk's Iron Age past, which, through the story of Boudicca and the Iceni people, still retains its capacity to fascinate the British public." The initial discovery will be featured in the new series of Digging for Britain on BBC Two in an episode to be broadcast at 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 14th.
Talks are still ongoing between planners for City Hall and developers hoping to turn historic buildings into dozens of flats. It means the plans to build 55 homes on King Street remain undecided, while the applicant Milton Nutt for Norwich River Limited addresses a number of concerns, the first of which were flagged by Norfolk County Historic Environmental Services, who said there was a high potential for significant archaeological remains at 125 to 133 King Street opposite Riverside. The Environment Agency has also objected to the plans over flood risk concerns. The agency said in its response to the plans, the area is within a floodplain with a high and medium probability of flooding zones. Not everyone, however, is concerned about the plans. The Health and Safety Executive has lent its support to the plan, saying HSE is content with the fire safety design as set out in the project description, to the extent it affects land use planning considerations.